trying to hatch.
I just wait till she got through hacking and take her off.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what name did you have for a chicken that was sitting on a bunch of eggs?
I just called them Little Chicken.
Uh-huh. Oh, I was, when you cooked a chicken, what did you call that part of the chicken that came right out of here and had
breast.
The bone?
Pulley bone. Pulley bone.
Yeah. Make-A-Wish? Or man told me use that and see who gets married first?
Yeah.
Pretty good meat, too.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
You know, I guess that would be pretty good for some of these people that are dieting. It's not supposed to have many calories.
Yeah.
And they can just eat and eat and eat. Oh, when a girl dresses up, what will she put on her arm here? What do you call that thing that you wear here?
Bracelet.
Uh-huh. That's just for pretty? And if she has something around her neck?
That'd be beads, I guess.
Uh-huh. What did you call that as a boy?
Well, we didn't see anyone who was a boy.
They just didn't wear them, huh?
Yeah.
And if a woman goes out in the rain, she may take one of those things and hold up over her head?
Umbrellas.
Uh-huh.
Parasols or either one.
Same thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd push them up that way and on there.
Yeah.
No, you see a lot of that when it's raining or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprising that we don't see more of it now. I guess people just lose them or think it's too much work or something.
I haven't seen one, I don't know when.
I've got one and I use it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
When your mother cooked, did she put something on over her dress to keep the grease off her clothes?
Do what?
When your wife cooked, would she put something on over her dress? Something that came up in front, tied around in back, keep the grease off?
Yeah. Apron.
Uh-huh. A bunch of lace and
yeah.
Frills.
Oh, yeah. They make some awful pretty aprons now. And they used to come from up here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're just short.
Yeah. My wife got some of those for Christmas. She was certainly pleased.
My wife makes a lot of those little short aprons.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the bottom part of a woman's dress or a shirt or something where the cloth goes down underneath and then comes back up and it's sewn?
Ruffles, I guess.
Well, I think more something like this. This little part. Around
that'd be... They call it facing or...
Well, that might be it.
I guess...
Hem or...
Well, yeah, that'd be hemmed up there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a facing hemmed up.
Uh-huh.
I'm not much of a dressmaker.
I'm not either.
My wife's pretty good.
That's what it takes. It's interesting that they teach that in college now.
Yeah.
When you were a boy, if you lost a button and your mother didn't have time to sew it on, what would she do?
Well, I guess I wouldn't button them up.
Or would she use one of those metal things to clip it together?
I don't remember those little metal things.
A safety pin?
Yeah, I don't know all that long.
You don't like those, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they'd use them. Well, you know, they use these little gold safety pins now a lot of times.
They don't do the job like those big ones. Did you have a great big one like that for horse blankets?
Yeah.
And you use that to pin it on the horse or something?
Yeah.
I had one of those when I was a kid. I made a bedroll with it. Didn't work.